From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
We've all heard the phrase, you are what you eat. But does that age-old saying apply to what we drink as well? I'll share a revelation that shouldn't be all that hard to swallow, if you know what I mean, right after this.
If you're like many wine lovers, you just can't seem to part with those corks, and the pile is growing. Turn that pile into style with an original cork cage holder from EpicStyle.com. Dozens of shapes and styles from windmills to wine barrels. These cork cages are a smash hit with wine aficionados, and you've got to see them at EpicStyle.com. Hundreds of items to add artistry and fun to any dinner or cocktail party. EpicStyle.com. Find gifts and accessories for home entertaining.
So just what does the wine we favor say about us? That's the question an organization called French Wines with Style wanted the answer to, so they did what inquisitive companies do. They commissioned a study. What they concluded is that it may be possible to make certain generalizations about wine drinkers based upon their wine of preference. For instance, red wine drinkers are wealthier, more likely to have a degree, happier than average people, and prefer to be married. I love red. As for white wine lovers, they were found to be more practical home lovers who are content with their position in life. White wine drinkers tend to be more relaxed and happy-go-lucky. As for rosé drinkers, they are the social networkers of the world, visiting sites such as Facebook multiple times every day. And 55% of rosé drinkers leave school by the age of 18. More than half of all the red drinkers reported that they had graduated from a university, while 43% of white wine drinkers said they had an advanced degree. The study offered several additional conclusions, but the way I see it, the smartest wine drinkers drink what they like and ignore studies altogether. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.